On the subject of tools and fire, these are elements that we as mankind have bent to our will and made us successful and aided our evolution. But what qualities have we developed as a result of that evolution that help us to stand apart from other animals? Well, one quality believed to be uniquely human is our ability to place ourselves mentally in the shoes of others, to work out what another individual is thinking. This is called a theory of mind. But it might not be so uniquely human, after all, as Connie Allback discovered.
Oh, they're so beautiful. Who's this?
This is Quito.
Quito.
So she is one of the probably most tame ones. Hello. So yeah, don't be alarmed. She only has one eye because she had an injury.
Oh no, what happened?
She got caught with a net.
Meet Quito, a Eurasian jay. She can tell us a surprising amount about what it means to be human.
She loves the larvae.
Yes, these are their favourite foods. I think they've been eating this quite a lot when they were hand-raised. Mm. So these are definitely their favourite larvae.
She's one of nine jays being studied by Jurka Ostjevic and her lab at the University of Cambridge to try and establish whether jays are capable of theory of mind. And by that I mean the ability to attribute mental states to others.
So a very simple example is if you ask a over 4-year-old child, while, for example, I'm going to the fridge, it might say, well, she wants ice cream. So in this case, a child would explain my behaviour based on my desires. It might also say something like, she put the ice cream box in the fridge yesterday, so she knows it's still there. So in this case, it would also impute some kind of belief state or some knowledge state to me.
This perspective taking is something that all humans over the age of 4 can do and has long been considered a uniquely human trait. But what if it's not? Well, that's where the jays come in. Jurka took me outside to the aviary for a closer look.
So this is the aviary where they live in.
So there's loads of... Oh, wait a minute.
Enrichment.
Enrichment, so that's these toys, basically.
Yeah.
It's a bit like a children's playground.
Yeah.
But a bit more airborne.
Yeah. So they like to kind of swing on things and go into boxes and all sorts of things. It also helps with experiments because given that they're so neophobic, giving them a lot of new objects in the aviary helps them also then deal with testing apparatus much quicker. So these birds are quite interesting for us because they exhibit two natural behaviours that we can use quite nicely for experimental setups. So the first behaviour that we utilise is the caching behaviour. Especially in autumn, these birds will collect nuts that are available to them. In nature, that would be mostly acorns. In the aviary, it's mostly peanuts because they love them. And they will hide them for later consumption. So if you see now, she's putting her head into the gravel, putting the nuts in, and then she will take on some stones in the end to put them on top.
So that's her hiding the nuts for later?
That's her hiding the nuts for later, yeah.
Eurasian jays and most other corvids can remember where they left their food and come back for it later. But that presents them with a problem, because if any other jay sees them caching, then bingo, that jay will know too. Not so secret, after all.
Now that means that once the cacher is gone, the observer comes and can very effectively steal the caches made. And this has led to the hypothesis that it might be beneficial for cachers to have evolved cache protection strategies to minimise pilfering loss.
And this is where theory of mind comes in. Because if jays do try to hide their food from watching thieves, well, they could be attributing a knowledge state to another bird. The researchers here test the birds by observing their behaviour in this situation and others to look for conclusive proof of theory of mind.
So far, I think every published experiment can be criticised in that it might afford some kind of behaviour reading rather than attribution of a mental state. Currently, where we are with food sharing is that we are trying to really test what kind of behaviour reading might be going on. And if it doesn't go on, whether maybe the attribution of the underlying desire might be necessary. Most theory of mind research is done either on corvids or primates. And so far, it has been very difficult to use explicit measures of behavior to look at theory of mind in primates. Some researchers would argue that we have very good evidence that primates understand others' knowledge states, kind of whether they can see or not. Where so far there has been no evidence until very recently is that primates might understand when another individual might have a false belief. So false belief is when you believe something that isn't actually true anymore because something has changed in reality.
If we were to discover that some animals, all animals, a proportion of animals do exhibit
theory of mind, what would that mean in terms of our understanding of our place in the world as humans?
So for those researchers who think that theory of mind is a unique human ability, they would have to rethink that. The other thing about humans is that we maybe have to rethink the way we view them regarding theory of mind anyway, because we do have some research showing that theory of mind is not something that we always use or that we use very correctly. So even though we are definitely capable of that ability, in everyday situations, we sometimes are not as good at it as we like to think. So there's a lot of research showing that we are biased by our own knowledge states, but our own desire states, when we want to respond to other people's desires or other people's knowledge states. And this is also something that we're also finding, for example, with these Jays, that they're also biased by their current desire when they need to respond to someone else's desire.
So perhaps we're not quite so special after all. Cambridge University's Jerka Ostjevic with her Eurasian Jays. And you're with me, Chris Smith, for a special look at what it means to be human. If you have any thoughts or questions, comments, etc., you can email them to chris@thenakedscientist.com. You can find us on Facebook or tweet @NakedScientists.